The Gemara in Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph on the very top tells us as follows: Itmar Ra'asa Yom Chamisha Asar L'Chodesh Zeh, V'Yom Tezayin L'Chodesh Zeh, V'Yom Yudzayin L'Chodesh Zeh. If a woman sees dam on day 15 of month A, day 16 of month B, day 17 of month C, Rav Amar Kavula Vest L'Dilog. Rav says that creates a Vest Kavua L'Dilog for skippings. V'Shmuel Amar Ash at the Shalesh B'Dilog. And Shmuel says, you only create such a vest if you skip three times, which would mean a sum total of four re'ias. Name a Rav Shmuel, the folks of the Rav Shmuel, so is this machlokas simply the general kolotara kula machlokas as to how many times you need to establish a chazaka? The bar quotes the model of Katlanis. Where it says no, nope. Could be that in principle, everyone agrees that you need three times to establish a chazaka. No, maybe the machlokas here is how do you get to the three? But everyone agrees in principle, you need three. So what is this Gemara talking about? But most Rishonim assume. Rashi, Dibur Maskil Kava, Tos on the top, that we're talking about what we'll call a Vest HaChodesh B'Dilug, where it's a combination of a vest that's triggered both by the day of the month and by a pattern of skipping. Well, let's see how the Rashba says this. Jesse, we just touched the button there and we put it on the screen. There we go. So the Rashi writes, "Ikol Medak Hechidami." What is the case that we're talking about here, where the Gemara says Machlokas Rav Shmuel? If the Chadashim Kulam Malayim, if we're talking about where you have three months of the same number of days, Ein Kan Dilug Ella. Haflagos shavos milamid beis lamid beis. So then, in essence, what you have is just a simple that's haflaga. Because if the 3 months have the same number of days, and you see on day 15 of month A, day 16 of month B, and day 17 of month C, so that's simply a standard pattern of haflagos of even intervals. V'ibach hadashim kesedra and echem bali v'echem chaser. And if we're talking about where the months are not the same number of days, then ein kan dilu shava. So then there isn't an even interval either. Ketzad, areishis tila liros b'tesva b'nisan shehu malei, v'chazira v'rasa b'tezayin v'iyar, harei rasa laflagas k'nayin v'shoshim. That's an interval of 32 days. V'ashniya shehim b'tezayin v'iyar shehu chazir liyizayin v'sivan, eina elu shoshim v'echad. And that's an interval of 31 days. Nimsa shelo dilga ad rabba kirviyasa. So that's not a standard dilug either. Ukishachazar virasa liyaches betamus, fazalaf laga shalamid beis. And then the next month is a 32 day interval. So what is the nidon over here? Ulafiga pesha raivid, kishem sheisha kavas vest laf laga shabbos. Just like you could create a vest for even a flagos, even intervals. Kachi kavas vest bimeach chodesh. Heitzad. Imrasa Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Kavala Vest, L'Rashay Chadashim, the Afa Pisha Eina Flagasa HaShavas, She'echem Malayach HaKasar. So you could create a Vest HaChodesh if a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. For now, let's just say that means Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. So that creates a new kind of Vest, the Vest HaChodesh, which is not Beferish or any more Beferish anywhere else in the Gemara. But the Rav and most Rishonim say that emerges from this case over here. So you could create a baseline Vesta Chodesh. If a woman is not a Vesta Flaga, it's not a Haflaga, because there aren't even a Haflagas between Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, and Aleph Tammuz. So it's a Vesta Chodesh. V'hilkach, Zusha Dilga, Kevin She'ein V'riyoseha Tzada Shaveh, Lo B'diluk Shaveh V'lo B'Haflaga Shavos. So if a woman then sees on Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin, it's not a Vesta Chodesh because it's not the same day of every month. It's not a Vesta Flaga because there aren't even intervals. Omrim l'me'achodesh ikodas v'lo b'ashra el b'dilok. So this is a hybrid vest, a combination of a vest achodesh and a vest aflaga. And that's what we would call a vest achodesh b'dilok. So a vest achodesh alone would be aleph, aleph, aleph. A vest haflaga alone would be a 30-day interval. A vest haflaga b'dilog is where it's not a vest haflaga alone. It's not a vest haflaga alone. It's a combination where you see day 15, then day 16, then day 17. So according to what emerges from Rashi Tosos, explicated a little bit more directly here on the Rashba, is that implicit in the Gemara's presentation here is that there's such a thing as the vest haflaga, which we'll talk about a little bit later, which I wouldn't necessarily have known from other Gemaras, because there's no more Befeish Gemara that indicates that there's an independent vest haflaga. And plus, not only is there vest haflaga, but there's a vest haflaga l'dilok. Okay, and that's where the Gemara of Machlokas Rav Shmuel, how many instances of a re'iyah do you need to establish a vest haflaga l'dilok? Because to establish a vest haflaga, so then you just need three re'iyos. But this isn't a regular vest haflaga, this is a vest haflaga with a, including a dilok, including a haflaga of sorts. So are we focused more on the chodesh part? Are we focused more on the dilok haflaga part? I mean, as the Gemara says, fundamentally, everyone agrees, this has nothing to do with the machlokas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Everyone agrees that you need three instances in order to create a chazaka b'chalo Torah kula, and you need three instances in order to create a ves kavua. The question is, how do we count the three in this case? So the Rashi goes on to explain, u'pluksa d'Rav Shmuel b'dalga, hainu d'Rav Savar, kaven shizuli me'achodesh shikovas. So since the starting point of this ves hachodesh b'dilug is a ves hachodesh, so then you count the first Ria towards the Kvias. Shreya Veth Biyom Yadua Menachodesh. Ukiilu Rasa Gimel Pamim Mitesva Bechodesh. Shivade Kavas Gimel Pamim. Yavzu Kavas Dimithilasa Ladale Kibna. So just as the Vesta Chodesh is established by seeing on Tesvav, 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 so Vesta Chodesh Bindilug would be established on seeing Tesvav, Tesvai, and Yuzai. It's a Vesta Chodesh with a twist. Mishmuel Savar im Shvasli Mechodesh Mona Las Rishona. Avokemish Adalgas Vika Gimel Dilug. Mishmuel says no. That if it's just a regular Vesta Chodesh and a Hanami, you need three Re'iyos. But this isn't a regular Vesta Chodesh. This would be nothing if not for the Haflaga slash Dilug part of it. So to establish a Vest Haflaga slash Dilug, you need to establish three intervals, as we discussed last time. And to establish three intervals, you need to have four Re'iyos. So that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel over here, according to Rav Rishonim. As we'll see, we alluded to it last time, we'll see maybe a little bit later, the Ramban has a different take on this sugya. The Ramban is bothered, he doesn't understand how there could be a Vest HaChodesh for reasons that we'll get to a little bit later, so he understands the sugya differently, but we'll leave that for the moment. So how do we paskin here? And this machlok is Rav Shmuel. So that's the machlok is Rishonim. Do we say that this is a standard halacha karav v'isuri? Or do we say that this isn't regular iser because it's connected to a more kalatarakula machlokas, or connected at least to a parallel machlokas b'shor nisko. So the Raivit paskins like Rav, the Rama paskins like Shmuel, and it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. This appears in Shulchan Aruch, both in the context in Sivzayin of a Vest HaChodesh b'dilug, and in Sifei when it comes to a regular Vest HaDilug. So take a look first at Sivzayin. Mechaber writes, uh, Ketzad kovas bimei achodesh v'dilog. Kedon sherasa b'tesvav b'nisan, b'tesayim b'iyar, b'yitzayim b'sivan, lo kovav v'es achetir b'yitzash b'tamas. In order to be kovei such a v'es, you have to have four re'ios. She'ein re'ir rishona mitzarefes, kevin she'ein aflago shavos. The Yesh Omrim, Sha'af Apisha Lo Rasa, Elabitesva, Venisa, and Tazayim the Iri, Yazayim the Sivan, Kava Vest, the Choshesh, the Yates Batamas, the Yates Ba'av, the Chayla Olam, the Yeshlachish, the Derei Mulahachmir, to be Choshesh, that you could be Kaveya, that's the Chodesh Bedilug, even with three Re'ios. Okay, so that's 2 days in Shachanah Aruch here. It's start off as a Stami Yeshomrim, but then the Makabri says you should be Koshesh for the Yeshomrim to be Machmir that a Ves Tachodesh Bedilug could be Nikva with three Re'ias. Now look back to Sif Hay. Here are the Makabri writes Ha'amim Shetia Haflaga Shakavas Behem a Ves Bedilug. So sometimes you could have a regular Vest haflaga bedilug, not a vest hakodesh bedilug, but a regular vest haflaga bedilug. What does that look like? Kegon sherasa hayom, verasa sheinis asof lamed, v'shlishis lamed aleph, v'revias lamed beis. So a woman has an increasing haflaga at a. It increases at a. Even pace. If you start off with a 30-day aflaga, then a 31-day aflaga, then a 32-day aflaga. So that is kaveya ves ledilu shel aflagos. Bein shirachika diluga harbe bein shirachika el yomecha. It doesn't make a difference if it's a 5-day gap that's consistent or a 1-day gap that's consistent. As long as it's a consistent gap, that can be kaveya ves. Haflaga ledilug. So here, by a regular vest haflaga ledilug, the mechaber just tells you that the case is you saw at three intervals. You saw at a 30-day interval, 31-day interval, 32-day interval, meaning there are four re'ios with three intervals. Says the Shach, Sifkatan Ches, Mashma, the Vidalid Re'ios Kava Vest Ledilug, right? That's what we just said. That all you need are four Re'ios with three Aflagos. Behainu Dafka Ledaf Hayesh Machmirim de la Kama. But that Chesrim is only true according to the Yesh Machmirim in Siv Zayin. Kakos of Prisha, Mashra Tosos, Varash. And then he says, Lefizeh, La Poskim is Sif Zayin Kishmuel. I'm sorry, let's not skip. So when is it that Rav says in the context of a Vesta Chodesh Lahaflaga that all you need are three Re'ios? That's where the first Re'ios is on Tesvav. So there, Rav says that the reason you only need three Re'ios is because it's not a standalone Vesta Plaga. It's a Vesta Plaga that's rooted in the Vesta Chodesh. And a Vesta Chodesh, you only need three Re'ios. So this Vesta Chodesh B'dilug only needs three Re'ios. Aval, im Re'ir Rishona Haisa B'Rosh Chodesh, v'shnia b'tesvav l'ri'a zu, u'shlishis b'tesai l'osa r'ri'a. But let's say the first r'ri'a was on Rosh Chodesh, and the next r'ri'a was 15 days later, and the next r'ri'a was 16 days after that. Mo de rav de lo kavel aves, the r'ri'a rishona enim in a minyan. In that case, that has nothing to do with the vest hachodesh. That's just a regular vest haflagos, haflagos bedilos, and there you need to have three haflagos, even according to Rav. The mevia beisosev, case of covid meyachodesh bedilos mashma, deim rasa dalid reios, afilu ein reiosel minyan yemos hachodesh shekava vest ledilog l'rav. So in that case, according to Rav, in order to establish a vest l'dilug, you need four re'ios, because it's not rooted in a vest l'chodesh, so you have to have three dilugim and four re'ios. U'lefizeh la'poskim v'siv zayin k'shmuel emkein haka lo'kava vest l'dilugim ela v'hei re'ios. But if that's the case, then according to Shmuel, who requires dalid re'ios and siv zayin, we require hei re'ios over here. In order to establish a vast haflug of the dilug, you need to have three dilugin. In order to have three dilugin, you have to start with two re'ios before you even consider the three dilugin, because there's no dilug until you're on your second afloga. So then according to Shmuel, says the Shach, it would come out that you would need to have five re'ios, and therefore, according to the Yesh Bachmirin in Se'ed Zayin, that you need four re'ios in Sefei by regular vest, afloga le dilug, you would need five re'ios. So says the Shach. Then the Shach says in Sef test that this kind of a vest haplug ledilug could work lamafreya also. Who had then dilga lamafreya? Could go in rasa shenia shenus tov test kav test shlishis tov kav test b'chol inyan shehi mishava diluga kava vest kmo kain ledilug. Is that pasha? So it doesn't have to only be an increasing interval. The same halacha would be true if it's a decreasing interval.
And yeah. Is Rashi just explaining Shach saying that five is against Gemara?
No, he's saying that the mechaber, when the mechaber insults him in Sifei, he's Mechaber saying the Shach is saying the Mechaber sells him in Sifhei like the Stam in Sif Zayin, but according to the Yesh Omer in Sif Zayin, you would need five Rias.
The Yesh Omer
is
three.
The Yesh Omer in Sif Zayin says, I'm sorry, the other way around, that the Mechaber is so same in Sifhei like the Yesh Omer in Sif Zion, but according to the Stam and Sif Zion, the first day you would require five Rias.
Five for the
haflug. For a regular, for a vest haflug of a dealer. That's not a vest of Chodesh
bedilug. And the reason is because the same difference.
Because in order to establish a vest haflug of a dealer, you need to first establish that there was a initial hafluga before you can establish a dealer. There has to be an initial interval between Ria 1 and Ria 2, for then you can establish three increasing intervals. So that's why you need a total of four Rias, which are five, four Haplagos, which are five Rias.
How does it line it up with the two Shabbos and Sif? How did that look like?
Because whatever you assume by a Vesta Chodesh Bedilug is necessary to create a vest kavua bedilug, so that should be transferable to a regular vest tafloga bedilug. So if by vest a chodesh bedilug you need three reios, then by a vest, if by vest a chodesh bedilug you need three reios, then by a vest tafloga bedilug where you're working off initial afloga, you need four reios, and if it's four, then you need five. Okay. Now, in Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber just tells us, Dilga pam achas oshtayim ena chosheshes the dilug, afa pisha chosheshes the sharvesta, the pam achas ena chosheshes the vesta dilug yatit benu. What's unique about a vesta dilug as opposed to a standard vest haploga is that a vesta dilug is of no relevance unless it's kavua. There's no such thing as a vest ledilug she'eno kavua, because a vesta dilug is not a normal or common scenario, presumably. In order to establish that there's any significance to that dilug, it has to be a pattern that's already kavua. But meaning, if you just saw in Tesvav of this month and Tesayin the next month and Yuzayin the next month, if you according to the Day of HaMachmir, or you see in Tesvav and Tesayin according to the Day of Makila, how many times you need to establish, so that's of no relevance even in a vest she'eino kavua. A vest hadilug is only significant if it is a vest hadilug kavua. Okay. Now, we began today's shiur with the Rashba, which is slightly less bar vacha, but the bar chava, but the position of Rashi tells us as well, that the basis for the institution of a vest hachodesh is from that gemara on the top of So the Ramban there takes issue. The Ramban writes, the Kori Ani Alatmi, you know, again, so according to those Rishonim, the assumption, the unarticulated assumption of the Gemara on the top of Tamach Dalet is that there's such a thing as the Vesta Chodesh. That's self-understood. And the Gemara is telling you a complication of that if you have a Vesta Chodesh Vidilim. But the starting point behind all that is that there's such a thing as a vest of Kodesh. And the Rabban takes issue with that. Is that really so? Does that make sense? That a woman's biology should be dependent on, we'll talk about a vest a little bit later, that the woman's biology should be dependent on, her ear should be dependent on the calendar day. Shrei laflogo shavos adinos in kain shekfar nismalos asa shilzu v'kein darvin shana shikula. I understand what it means to have a vesta floga, how that could be indicative of or predictive, because a woman's cycle lasts a certain amount of days and then the dam emerges. So it makes sense biologically that a hafloga could be predictive of when she's going to see dam. V'chein shal anashim v'chalaim shal afsekos shehein v'ayim v'afsekos shavos v'shah samolet shal avana v'bibilua ela shehe shipur garim temahu v'fidayti v'aniyusi lo yafakim n'rishonim v'chalukei avestos Shani Omer ain vest ela laflaga shava lefi sha'orech bismano huba mismali v'nefetzes bismano kavua shekein tivan shal b'nei adam. But the only predictive vest is a vest laflaga. So what's shana gemara? This is sha'omer tesva b'chodizet tazayim b'chodizet yizayim b'chodizet v'chadash mashava mi. So that's what the Rashba rejected. And nope, it's talking about where they're even months. O b'maleim o b'chaserim. So there's an even aflaga. So it's just an extension of a haflaga, but there's no implicit hanacha that there's such a thing as a vest hachodesh. Now, in practice, the Ramban still says you have to be choshesh or vest hachodesh. And that's what it writes in the Halachos Perek Hey Halacha Yud Beis. There, the Ramban accepts the Vesta Chodesh, even the Kula. So, whatever he says in the Kiddushin notwithstanding, in practice, the Ramban has a Vesta Chodesh as well. Gabe.
Those sons sound about what's going on in the past 100 days that he thinks proves that there's such a thing as a Vesta Chodesh. I have actually seen
right.
That as well. Does he start his parish after
Right, so then the Ramban understands that Gemara also is really talking about a flaga. It's a variation on a flaga. It's not, it doesn't establish a, doesn't prove that there's a best of Chodesh. At least that's what the Ramban and Chidushin would say. The Ra'ah in Beder Kabayis responds to the Ramban's fundamental issue. About the name of Rainer Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Yesh Bezakusha Gedolim of Atalas Kol Zevi Omer Shi'ef Shishiu In Yane Vestos Nilim Bekidah Shachodesh She'en HaShofer Shetokim Bo Goreim Lo Kidah Shalonish Mekashimus Lo Goreim Yef Shalomer Shalavestos Zay Yisqadish Davar Begufa V'tirek Mizukat Kushya Chazaka Soseres B'bir Lefikach Ani Omer She'emes B'bir Kishita Sarav V'raivid Havalokid varek. She after she hate kiddush achodesh garib leisha shetira. Aval ki armina b'tetzav b'chodeshah lo the kiddush achodesh shalado amar ella lemolad halavana l'shah shenira shirai l'kbar rosh chodesh al pi reiya shemisha zu shunir ala aret u'pol ba'olam u'eno ba b'hashvaya l'figach ein aflugaseh shabbos. So the Ravid meets the Ramban halfway. Meets the Ramban halfway. That he acknowledged, the Ramban has issue, how could any biology be dependent on the day of the month? So the Ra says, if you were to tell me it can't be dependent on the day of the month based on when we're Kovei Rosh Chodesh, when we're Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iya, or let's say it differently. If you're going to tell me that that a woman's cycle isn't regulated based on the kvias of Bezdin in and of itself, that the Rav would understand. So we talk about a Vesta Chodesh, it's a Vesta Chodesh based on the Moled, based on the actual astronomical phenomenon of when the new month starts. And that could have an effect on the woman's biology.
The moon.
So how you do that in practice, that would be very difficult. It's not clear what the Rav would say in practice, how you would calculate a Vesta Chodesh based on Molad. And anyway, the Crazy Placey points out that our Molad calculation is based on the Yerushalayim clock. So then in order to calculate when the molar really is in your place, you'd have to be pretty proficient in making such calculations that don't appear on the calendar because we'll just follow your Shalayim. So in practice, it would be hard to implement whatever the Rav's position involves. But the Rashba responds famously in the Mishmaris Habayis to the Ra, Kvod Chachami and Kalu Abel Kushia Sayem Zu Eina Kushia. The Vada Shipur Garim. Shakal Masha Bezdin Shalamata Osa Bezdin Shalamala Maskimini Mayim. Shetaku Asam Emo Adam. Stom Chim the Kibu Chadasha Iber Shanim and Makam Krisus. Chayas Pesach, Shlitzes Pesach, Yom Kippur. When to become a Gadol. So, there are many areas of halacha that are dependent on the establishment of when Rosh Chodesh is, irrespective of the actual moment of the moled, and that could have an effect on a woman's biology as well. So whenever Rosh Chodesh is declared, either al pi ri'iya or based on our set calendar, a woman's biology could be affected by that establishment of the month. In practice, the Shach Paskins like the Rashi and Sukkot and Yud Gimel, meaning we don't assume like the Ra, we don't evaluate the Vesta Chodesh based on the mold, we evaluate based on Kiddush HaChodesh and when we establish Rosh Chodesh based on our calendar. Quotes the Lashon in the Gemara Lama Chesem and Aleph Shipur Agaram. Tosafot understands literally means the shofar that they blow in Rosh Chodesh. Everything depends on the Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din.
Is the Rashi saying that the shofar itself will cause it?
Not the shofar causes it. The shofar is a siman. But the establishment of Rosh Chodesh al pi Beis Din, when it's al pi Ri'iya, or the calendar the way we have it, that's what affects a woman's biology.
Like metaphysically?
Yeah. However that works. Okay. Now, it's Mavura from Sifu Gimel that in order to establish a Vesta Chodesh Kavua, the Re'iyos have to be, the three Re'iyos have to be in the same Ona. So if a woman sees on Beis, but the first Beis is at night, the second Beis is in the daytime, the third Beis is at night, that doesn't create a Vesta Kavua until she sees on three Beis in a row in the same Ona. So the poskim can talk about some more complicated variations of a Vesta Chodesh, mostly having to do with where Rosh Chodesh stands. So for example, the Bach in Sukkot and Tesvav raises the following. Let's say a woman sees Dam on Aleph Nisan. Then she sees Dam on Lama Nisan. And then she sees Dam on Aleph Siva. So you haven't seen on the same calendar day for 3 months straight, but you have seen on Rosh Chodesh for 3 months straight. And you have seen on the first day of Rosh Chodesh for 3 months straight. The first and third months have 1 day Rosh Chodesh, and the middle month has 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But there are three straight months of the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So how do we view that? So the Bach thinks that that establishes a vest l'Rosh Chodesh, meaning that if it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, then you have a vest l'Chodesh for 1 day. And if it's a 2 day two-day Rosh Chodesh, then you have a vest l'Chodesh for 2 days. So a new kind of a vest l'Chodesh, it's a vest l'Rosh Chodesh, be it a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, or be it a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Bach suggests, Michael.
Shouldn't you say about Vesta Chodesh for the first day of Rosh Chodesh? Since you've never seen it the second day of Rosh Chodesh.
So others say that, but just starting with the Bach. The Bach assumes that we view this as a Rosh Chodesh fest. So she predictably, or she was kaveh that she always sees in Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't make a difference that sometimes it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. If she's seen on the Rosh Chodesh for three consecutive months, then that establishes the best Rosh Chodesh according to the Bach.
Would that apply to any of the other days of the month, meaning if she saw 15, 14, 15?
No, because there's no halos that, you know, Rosh Chodesh has a set status of Rosh Chodesh. 15, 14, 13, that could be a vest, tough lug of the D-lug.
Well, it'd be 15, 14, 15. But in the words, you go back and he fits 30. Oh,
15, no, so that would be nothing. Unless the aflagos work out.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Right, so that would be a aflago question. But as far as the vest of Kodesh, Rosh Kodesh is unique, so that's the finish of the Bach. And in that case, you could create a vest Kabul to Rosh Kodesh, irrespective of whether Rosh Kodesh is 1 day or 2 days. Ba'ad Yishochan assumes like that, well, Lachal like that Bach, Ba'ad Yishochan, Sifkatan, Ben Ches.
Where's the Bach?
The Bach is here, Sifkatan, Tetzvav. And Rabbi Morgenstern, Kosim of Yashiv on page 108, that he thought, like Michael, that all you've established is a vest for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So if you see an Aleph Nisan Lama Nisan Aleph Sivan, so you establish a vest Kavua for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. If it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, it's only 1 day. If it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, then the first of the 2 days. Yeah.
Body shield on the back. So the onus of this would be, let's say, if she saw all 3 days during the day, so the onus of this would be, was it 2 day Rosh Chodesh? It would be during the day and Lamed, but the day.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Then the Ba'al Shulchan wonders, if you take the Bach further, so would you say, fundamentally, what's the difference between the Bach case of Aleph, Nisan, Lam, and Nisan, Aleph, Sivan, and Aleph, Nisan, Aleph, Iyar, Aleph, Sivan? Meaning, if you'll argue that Aleph, Nisan, Lam, and Nisan, Aleph, Sivan establishes the best Kavur for a Shodesh, then why should an Aleph, Nisan, Aleph, Iyar, Aleph, Sivan also create a Vest Kavula Rosh Chodesh? And you'd have to be Koshesh on Lamed of every 2 day Rosh Chodesh also. But as far as why is that any different than the Bach's case? Right?
All 3 are only 1 day.
No, even if some are 2 days and some are 1 day. Meaning the Bach says that if you have Aleph, Nisan, Lamed, Nisan, Aleph, Sivan, you've created a Vest Kavula Rosh Chodesh. Be it a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, be it a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. So that's true. Shouldn't the same be true if it's Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, that you'd have to be Koshish for Lamed Sivan also because you establish a Vessel Kodesh for Rosh Chodesh. Why is that any different than the Bach's case? So the Ba'al Shulchan raises that as a question. And Rabbi Forrest is skeptical about that, page 301, that how can you just add chumras that we don't find in earlier poskim.
But when the Michael is good, no?
Because yeah, of course, well, yeah, sure. What Michael said. Yeah.
Right.
Now, he's not as skeptical. He says the fact that no one ever discussed this before makes it difficult to be machmir, even though in the svara it's not really that different than the Bach case. I mean, he is Rabbi Forrest assumes like the Bach, like the Ba'al Shulchan does, but he doesn't, he's not willing to accept the Ba'al Shulchan's extension. Okay. Then the Ba'al Shulchan has the following twist. Let's say a woman sees on Lamed Nisan, then she sees on Lamed Sivan, and she sees on Lamed Av. I mean, she didn't see in their interim, so she had a very long haplaga. But if she sees on 3 lamed, so then that's koveya for every lamed.
Why does he speak about the case when there's a missing monk that's posted?
Because then there's no lamed in the middle. Okay, so that's not a, none of these are common, but that's even super not common. And then Rabbi Forth raises the possibility that the post can reject that, you know, would you say in that case, can you be koveya a vest for the last day of the month?
lam kapas lamed.
Right. Meaning if the woman sees on lamed kapas lamed, if that's the last day of the month, did that be because they have asked the last day of the month? So that's worse in a sense, or less compelling. That's not, we don't say that. That's less compelling than the Baal's case, because there at least there is a status to Rosh Chodesh, be it one day Rosh Chodesh, two day Rosh Chodesh. There's no status in Halacha the last day of the month, any more than to the second to last day of the month or third to last day of the month. Okay. The Deborah Sina talks about this. He leaves out of the Tzarif Ian. If a woman sees a lamed kaftes lamed, very Moshe chela gimel simen kuf yates chela gimel simen kuf yates. But I don't think folks can really choshish for that. Okay. So yeah.
Back to the Banach
Shulchan,
guy wouldn't be Kaveh
Vest
for every other Lamed? Is it every Lamed?
No, it would be for every Lamed, just the way you're Kaveh it, meaning if you half the month don't have Lameds. So the only way you could have been Kaveh Vest for every Lamed would be if it's only every other month, or if it's 2 months that are consecutive. You never have three consecutive months with Lameds.
It's not talking about a Vest of Lamed.
Correct. No, I take that back. Can you ever have the same calendar 30 months of 30 days for Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, and Kislev? And Mar Cheshvan sometimes 30 days and Kislev sometimes 30 days. Are they ever both 30 days? You have to check. So then that would theoretically be one time that you could have consecutive lamed for 3 months. Okay. The Rashba, the same Rashba that we started with in Daf Samach Daled, also discusses a vest limei hashavua. Says the Mechaber talks about in Sifav. Kishem shekovas vest ba'afloga miyamim shavim v'she'enim shavim. Kach kovas v'mei ha'kodesh v'mei ha'shavua shavim v'she'enim shavim. Kesar. Rasa gimel pa'amim be'echa b'shabis o be'hei b'shabis o be'echa b'nisan be'echa b'iyar be'echa b'sivan o be'hei b'nisan be'hei b'iyar be'hei b'sivan kavalavas be'echa b'shabis o be'hei bo etc. So one of the possibilities here is Rasa Gimel Pamim Becha B'Shabbos, Obehei B'Shabbos. She sees three times on a Sunday, she sees three times on a Thursday, that creates a Ves Kavua for that Yom HaShavua. So in theory, if this would be a very messed up cycle, but if a woman saw Adam on the first Sunday of the month, and then the second Sunday of the month, and then the third Sunday of the month, even though she's anyway a Sivua the fourth Sunday of the month because she's not Torah yet, but the fifth Sunday of the month, she would have to be Choshesheth as a vest. So the post can discuss how is this different, or what does this add to a vest haflaga if she sees on three consecutive Sundays, so that's an 8-day haflaga. What's unique of that? A vest, the shows a vest, hashavua. Okay.
Is it obviously saying that the week has to be consecutive? Like if she is always sees on a Thursday, like a month apart, that's not what we're talking about.
I'm sorry. No. If she saw it, that could also be a vest, vest hashavua. If she sees a month apart on a Sunday, also, yeah. But it would be at yeah. Meaning, if you see on every third Sunday, that would also create a best kavua for Sundays.
But you still have the same question.
I'm sorry?
But you still have the same question about what has been the Nachbar.
About
how different the Nachbar though.
About in that case, how is it different than a Flagger?
Right.
In that case, we're not being equal on Flagger because if you keep seeing the third Sunday of every month,
right?
Actually, the days one and up.
Right. So it's the same thing.
If it's the third Sunday of every month.
The third Sunday of subsequent months might end up being fewer days apart than the previous cycle, depending on the length of the month and what day of the week it's up.
Okay, if she sees every third Sunday, that'll be an even of luck.
Oh, not every third Sunday of the month.
Yeah,
we've been, sure. Right, let's take a look at the Shas of Katan Yudalid. Kesad Rasa Gilman Pomi Achav Shabbos. Perish. The Mir'ir Rishona Achnia Shavet Lubishtia Lishlishis. Kagon Shirasa Achav Shabbos. Vachazar Rasa Gilman Shavuos Achav Shabbos 3 weeks later. Vachazar Rasa Gilman Shavuos Achav Shabbos 3 weeks later. Kabbalah Vest, the Gimel Shavuos, the Echad, the Shabbos. Right, so this is a Vest Haflaga Limei HaShavua. The Afagav, the Ena Shavuos, the Mos HaChodesh. The Chayim Baras, the Gimel Pamim, the Eva Shabbos, the Zmanim Shavim, Kabbalah Vest, the Gimel Pamim, Bach, Upashidim. Says the Torah HaShlam, the Katan Tess, quoting the Shach. He quotes the Shach, and he says, Eila HaKshos, Dim Kain Ma Isra Klashmin and Bazaar. So what's the Kiddush? Isn't this just a regular aflago? The Gamgin Kavavas laflagos Shavimamish. Ishlomar, Dimish and Vest aflago, Loya Nikba, Ella Acher Re'ir Revius. Nishum Dere'ir Rishon Alom Nikri aflago Klop. Ashenkin Kvias Mea Shavua Nikba Lacher Gimel Pamim. The Parmishon and Mikri Echa Bishavis Kimo Shakas Be Joseph. So in a Hanami, it looks like a Vesta flag. And the difference is, how many Re'ias do you need to be Kaveya? A Vesta flag you need 4 Re'ias to be Kaveya. A Vest HaChodesh you need 3 Re'ias to be Kaveya. So Vest HaShavua, you also need 3 Re'ias to be Kaveya. So it'll be Nikba more quickly than if we only looked at it from the perspective of a HaFlag. Okay. The Deritara suggests other Nafkamina. Sifkat and Dalit, he says, the Vesta Kavua Liyoma Shavua Afim Rasa Bin Tayim Pam Achas Shalom Oso Ayom Nikol Makam Lo Bala Vest Bekah. That if you have a Vest Kavua Liyoma Shavua, so that's like a Vesta Chodesh Kavua. If you see any Dam in the interim that doesn't uproot, that's not about the Vest. That if you have a flag in the interim, so then you don't have to be concerned anymore about the vest liyom hashavua. That let's say this woman has a vest hakavua liyom hashavua, so she sees every third Sunday. So now she's kosheshes on the next third Sunday, right? But in the interim, she has another re'ia before that third Sunday. If she has that re'ia that doesn't uproot the vest hashavua, she still has to be kosheshes for the next Sunday, as opposed to if it was just a vest haflaga, so then she counts the haflaga, even if it's a vest haflaga kavua, she's only going to count the next haflaga from the most recent re'iyah. Meaning if a woman let's say a woman has a 22-day afflux. I mean, let's say the case of the woman sees every third Sunday. So if we're only looking at it from the perspective of a vest afflaga, even if she has a afflaga through of 22 days, but if she sees dam 15 days after last Ria, then now she starts counting the 22 days from that day. And she wouldn't be kosheshes for 22 days since the previous Ria. But if we're looking at it from the perspective of a vest hashavua, like a vest hachodesh, then you would be kosheshes for the next Sunday, irrespective of the mid-cycle Ria. There was a Chavis Das, Simon Kuf Pei Tes, Sivkatan Dalet, Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. Chavis Das assumes that a Vest Shavuos is only relevant where there's no Vest Haflaga that's Kavua. Why should that be? Doesn't really explain, but Rabbi Morgenstern suggests, Perek Lamed Hei, Finot Nun Zayin, that a haflaga is a more likely explanation or more likely predictor of what a woman's going to see than the day of the week. So if you have a haflaga kavua, then we give less credence to a vest hashavua, because the haflaga kavua is a more likely indicator, a more likely predictor of when she's going to see doctor. Rabbi Morgenstern says, by that token, though, why wouldn't you say the same thing if you have a vest haflaga and a vest hachodesh, that you don't take into consideration a vest hachodesh if you have a vest haflaga kavua? Now, we don't say. That he raises as a question on the Chavis Das.
Every Shavua,
he's saying you only, to the extent that there are chumras of a Vest Shavua over a Vest Haflaga, in terms of, let's say, the Sidri Taras Nafkamina of when you cheshbin the next Haflaga from, so then that'll be relevant. Then you could say, if you're saying that you're only taking into consideration the flag and not the Vest Hashua, then that would be an afkamina. Ba'al Shulchan, quotes the Machlokas HaPoskim, Sivkata Mem Zayin, can you have a Vest Hashavua with Seirugin? Now, let's say you see on Sunday, and then 3 weeks later on Monday, and 3 weeks later on Tuesday, does that create a Vest Hashavua L'Seirug? Rather, Shulchan quotes the Machlokas, he thinks he could be Mako. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Eliashiv that he was Machmir. Nagel to say you don't have to be choshish for that vest, and Machmer to say that you are choshish for that vest. Okay, then in Sifchas, we have a vest ledilug chalila that Tosa talks about during the top of Samach Dalar and Aleph, because of Beinu Chananel. If you see on Tesvav Nisan, Tesayin, Iyar Yud Zayin Sivan, and then Tesvav Tamiz, Tesayin Av, Tesayin Elul. So is that subject the same as Rabbi Shmuel, whether you have to have three cycles of three or four cycles of three? So that's Sifches. Sifches is the best with Rosh Chodesh B'Sirug. But these are even less common than the uncommon things we've spoken about so far. So I'm not going to really spend time on that in the interest of time.
Are we assuming that, I mean, I know they're uncommon, but that in the uncommon case, no one would even pick up on it? At this point, we view them as so uncommon that meaning people are keeping track
of these. Especially if you have a computer program that'll keep track of everything for you. But yeah, I think in the unlikely, as you would have been in the back of your mind, the unlikely chance that you may have a textbook vest situation. And it's the kind of thing that would be very exciting for halachas, but you couldn't share with anyone. Right. So,
say on 16th.
Right. So you don't go to the base madrash. So Sif Yud Gimel speaks to whether a haflaga aruka is nekar ayidei haflaga kitsara. So this emerges from a Ramban. The Ramban in Halachos. Perikei Halacha Kafalif. The Ramban writes, La'olam choshashes l'deis choshashes halalu l'ves tachodesh l'aflaga. So a person always has to cheshbin a vest, your most recent haflaga and your most recent vest tachodesh ad sheyikbala echa mehen gimel pam kedina, until you establish, or unless you establish, a vest kabur. Kesar. Rasa v'efa b'nisan u'b'kafba. So a woman sees an aleph nisan, and a woman sees an kaf nisan. So choshesh es la'aleph b'iyar v'nei rosh chodesh nisan. So you have to be choshesh es on aleph iyar, because she saw dam and aleph nisan, so that's the best of chodesh en kavua. The in lo rasa choshesh es Letishabo, Lashira Plaga Shel Gimel. And if she didn't see Dam on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so now you have to count the most recent Aflaga. And she saw Dam in Aleph and Kaf Nisan, so that's 21 day Aflaga. So then she has to be Choshashis on Tes Iyar. Rasa Betesbo, if she saw Dam on Tes Iyar, oh Shelo Rasabo, or even if she didn't see Dam on Tes Iyar, Choshesh es l'kaf b'Iyar, Shamed b'mei chodesh tikva ves, Sharei rasa b'kaf b'nisan. So she saw Dam on Kaf Nisan, she has to be Choshesh es for Kaf Iyar. Kachi Choshesh es shneyem, ad she tikva ves taflaga b'dal v'iyos, o ves tachodesh b'gimel, o she titare echad b'akiras pamachas. They have to continue being choshashes both for the vest hachodesh and for aflaga until you are koveya something. Okay. So the Beis Yosef points out, or he asks, that it's mashma in the Ramban, the way he presents it, is that it's mashma in the Ramban that you're only choshashes for Tes Iyar if she didn't see an Aleph Iyar. Right, the Ramban said, Rasa b'Aleph b'Nisan b'Kaf bo choshashes Aleph b'Iyar. The Imlo Rasa, if she didn't see an Aleph Iyar, then she's Choshashes on Tes because of the 20-day Haflaga. But it sounds like if she did see Dam and Aleph Iyar, then she wouldn't be Choshashes on Tes. If she saw Dam and Aleph Nisan, on Kaf Nisan, and an Aleph Iyar, then she wouldn't be Choshashes for Kaf, for Tes. Ask the Ramban, why is that so? Why shouldn't we be choshesh that there's still a 20-day aflaga from her re'iyah on Kaf Nisan. The Beis Yosef is bothered, according to the Ramban. Ramban saying, if she didn't see Dam in this scenario on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then she has to be Choshesh on Tessier. Right? It sounds like if she did see Dam in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then she doesn't have to be Choshesh for Tessier. So the Beis Yosef says, why is that so? Why aren't we still choshesh for 20-day aplaga since Kaf Nisa?
You're on the shortage, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Just on the shortage.
So the premise of the Ramban's question is that a haflaga kitsara isn't okaris haflaga aruka. Because you had a 20-day aflaga, now you have a 10-day aflaga. So the premise, the Rabban's question only gets off the ground because he assumes that a shorter aflaga can be oker a longer aflaga, even eno kavua. Aflaga. Because you saw dam on Aleph and on Kaf Nisan, and now you saw an Aleph here. So between Aleph and Kaf Nisan, that was a 20-day aflaga. Between Kaf and Aleph, that's a 10 or 11-day aflaga. Right? So now, do you have to be choshesh on tes for the 20-day aflaga since you're re'i on kaf? If you assume, and the Beis Yosef assumes in his question, that a haflaga kitsara isn't going to be okir a haflaga aruka. So that 20-day haflaga from aleph to kaf should still carry the test, even if you see them on Aleph Iyar. That's the Beis Yosef question. The Beis Yosef says that since her first re'iyah was on Rosh Chodesh, and she has another re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh, so that indicates that we're on the path towards being Koveya Rosh Chodesh, and we view the re'iyah of Kaf as an anomaly, and we're not concerned for that aflaga that was created by the re'iyah on Kaf. If she would have seen on Bayes ER, then we would have been, because then there's no path towards a Vesta Chodesh.
Where does he get that from? That a shorter, like, plug is not going to be Vesta Chodesh or the long
cycle. Right, we'll get there, but that's the assumption of his question, Usher.
Why isn't the 20 rig the Vesta Chodesh? Isn't that by the
again,
the Chaf Nisan,
right?
Shouldn't that be okay? Whatever you saw on Aleph Nisan, like you need for Vesta Chodesh, you need 3 Alephs in a row.
To be Koveya, you need 3 Alephs in a row, but until you're Koveya, then you're Choshesh for any day
until your neck, or you can neck like one, no?
So the base is when you give.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to work on that for next time. Okay, won't keep any longer.